Breakfast with Half. It's the Big Yarn.
Yeah, love to hear from Essendon supporters on the Big Yarn today. 1-300-652-927 or 0416-90-50-52. It's got to do with one of the favourite sons, James Heard. Mark Stevens has joined us again for the Big Yarn today and some more footy news. Stephen, good morning again.
Yeah, g'day. Half, Essendon still in the headlines. Now, it's interesting one. Claims that new chairman David Barham gave an undertaking to support James Heard's looming or potential return in a secret meeting in the lead-up to the Ben Rutten sacking. So, basically, the story goes today from Mark Robinson.
The chief, he doesn't get this stuff wrong with Jim.
He's well-connected with Essendon and well-connected with Heard. I don't think he was at his birthday party, but they are
He was at the party.
Close. I didn't see any photos of Robbo there, but they're close.
Maybe they just... He got out of shot.
Yeah, so, effectively, there was a situation via this report that Barham and Sheedy had both sort of given a wink-wink, nudge-nudge, we'll back you in to be the next coach.
Now, hang on, it's stronger than that. The assertion is stronger than that, according to Robbo in the paper today. The Herald Sun can reveal, RSN understands, all that sort of stuff, that Barham went to James's home and assured him that when Rutten was gone, he and Kevin Sheedy would select the new coach. Mm. So those two would select the new coach. So it took the whole process away, according to this story from Robbo this morning, and assured him that he would be the coach.
Yeah, and obviously later on, the president, David Barham, he denied that he'd spoken to James Heard in one of those interviews in the lead-up. So there's a denial there. So obviously then James Heard thought, well, I'll go through this interview. I've got the support of the two key men. I'm a big chance here. I've just got to get through and I'll be right. But then, of course, what happened was Sheedy was the only one in the end that voted for Heard. And Sheedy, of course, came out publicly strongly and was very deflated about that. Dave Barham went down the Brad Scott road. And, it now seems that James Heard's been lost forever to Essendon in this report. Obviously a third generation Heard. And the other interesting line is that it was understood that at one stage James Heard was considering challenging for the presidency.
Presidency, yeah.
And, well, until Paul Brasher.
Until that meeting.
Yeah.
Effectively, that he'd get the coaching job. He's going to take over the presidency or challenge for the presidency until the Barham meeting, it seems, from the Robbo's report today. And now he's been lost. They felt betrayed. Heard and Sheedy felt betrayed when David decided to vote to get Brad Scott in. I think it's a fascinating story. Now, the Bombers have been in the papers the last couple of days because of the 10-year drug saga thing, and that's all very well and good, but this is much more recent and a fairly significant story, I reckon, from the Essendon Football Club. Love to hear from Bombers fans. 1-300-652-927 with their take on this, or 0416-90-50-52.
It'd surely be a board decision, Half. Obviously, it was a 6-1 vote in the end. Sheedy was the only one that went down the Heard line, but it'd be unusual for two people to select it. Maybe James got his messaging mixed up there in what Dave Barham was saying, allegedly. But it's a pretty strong story, and it's a difficult one for Essendon to shake going into round one. This is not what Brad Scott needs with the Heard, the spectre of James Heard continually hovering over Tullamarine.
Well, it's a new era, though. I mean, James Heard is not the coach now, and I don't think he'll be the coach anymore, considering he's been lost to the club, so the story goes today, and he's just about dirty with the footy club. But there is a new sheriff in town.
There is.
At the Bombers.
And he spoke to Tim Watson last night, my old mate on 7 News out at the hangar. There's a couple of interesting things. I'll start with Jake Stringer. If you read between the lines here, I think you need to be pretty patient with Stringer this year. He might miss the start of the year.
When it comes to the main training sessions and the match simulation sessions, Anthony's done all of that. So the big test for him will come whether he can do that over a longer period of time. But, you know, if we could shorten quarters down to 8 minutes, he'd definitely play round one. Priority has been to strip things back for Jake and build up, you know, his strength in all the right areas so that he can get back to full power and full strength. Our philosophy's been if that sets him back a little bit in terms of his conditioning for round one and the early rounds, then we'll live with.
So we started there with Anthony Tipp and Woody. So that was basically he was saying, look, he's flying at the moment, but if the matches only went 20 minutes, he'd be pretty good. So I think Tipper needs to do some work. Good. And with Stringer, they've really pulled it back with him. They need to get his body right. They said he played sore last year. So there'll be no rush at all with Jake Stringer.
Right. So what reading between the lines into that, we're not expecting much from Tipper early doors in the first half of the season, maybe?
No, explosive. Maybe the 23rd man might work for him half.
Yeah, true. Good
the
point.
Sub.
Good
He'd point. Be an ideal sub, wouldn't he?
That's come a on. Good point, actually.
Yeah, come on for the last quarter.
Well, that's not going to build his tank, though, is it? It's not going to help him build through the season from a condition perspective. So in the back half.
He might
half,
be a full-time sub.
Oh, that's a good contract, isn't it? That is a real good contract. Just come out and play 20 minutes a game.
So defensive
take
forward.
All the cash.
Oh,
terrific.
He looks in pretty good nick compared to what he was half. So, but I think on Stringer, certainly downing expectations there. And I think since Brad Scott arrived, he's been calling for patience in all areas. We've got a long way to go. We're just starting out something new. So, you know, if you're an Essendon supporter, do you like the way that Brad Scott's going? Because I like coaches who come in and say, look, we're a chance this year. We're going to really have a crack at it.
Well, all of them think that. I mean, it's just a matter of whether or not you go with that. Because if it goes pear-shaped, you look like a goose, Stephen. Now, you've got a little scoop for us later on, have you?
Yeah, we have. It's all to do with round one, the Essendon Hawthorn reunion game.
So Oleg Markov's not going to play round one?
No, he's still in the mix at Carlton.
Right. And Tom Hawkins?
I think he's going to play.
I don't think he is. Stephen, I'm pretty sure he's not going to. We'll get back with more footy news a little bit later on.
Yeah, plenty to come, including Barry Cable, which is a really interesting story in WA.
Certainly is.